Escape to the exotic beauty of Morocco with our exclusive small group tours. Experience intimate group sizes that ensure personalized attention and unforgettable adventures. From the enchanting streets of Marrakech to the serene beauty of the Sahara Desert. Forge friendships that last a lifetime while immersing yourself in Morocco's rich culture, vibrant traditions, and warm hospitality. Book your small group tour with Destination Morocco today. Experience the intimacy of a private tour at an affordable price. Go to our website, destinationsmorocco.com, that's destinations with an S, morocco.com, and reserve your spot today. Welcome to the Destination Morocco podcast, the show that takes you away to the beautiful country of Morocco. I am your host, Azzedine El Moustakim. In each episode, we explore Moroccan culture, history, attractions, and activities. Real and practical information coming from experienced travelers and native Moroccans like myself. Our goal is to help travelers that are struggling with planning any type of trip to Morocco. Our company, Destination Morocco, builds personalized tour packages that will ensure you enjoy our country just like a local. Follow us at destinationmorocco.co. And now, let's go exploring. Welcome to Destination Morocco podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be answering questions that we have gotten from the listeners via DMs, emails, texts, and I have today a very special guest who's going to be asking those questions. His name is Imran El Moustakim. He's my 7-year-old son. He asked me to say that he's very creative, a genius, and super smart. So, Imran, welcome to Destination Morocco podcast.
Thank you, Azdeen. Thank you very much. Today, I'll be happy to ask you all of my questions, if that's okay. First, do you offer guaranteed departure tours?
Yes, we do actually offer guaranteed departure tours. Those tours are mainly escort tours, pre-planned. Per month, we have 2, for example. And it doesn't matter how many guests we have. The minimum is 2, and they're guaranteed departures. So if we don't fill up the vehicle, let's say 10 passengers, and we just have 2 passengers for that tour, yes, those 2 passengers will be able to take that tour by themselves, of course, with the tour guide and the driver and so forth.
Are there any tours to the Merzouga Desert?
Yes, we have quite a bit of tours to Merzouga Desert. As you know, Merzouga is really popular, even in the summertime. So a lot of people, they want to go see, they want to experience it, and they want to stay in the camp and do either the quad rides or the camel rides. Merzouga is always included in the southern of Morocco tours, just in case. And also, if you do on the north side of Morocco for longer than 8 days, then Merzouga is definitely one of the spots that you really have to go and see and experience.
Okay, I loved when you said all that stuff. It just gave me a big entrance. So what is the stance on the LGBTQ market safety?
That's a really good question. In terms of the LGBTQ community, Morocco is a very friendly country. A lot of people may not feel that way, but it's actually very friendly people towards the gay and lesbian community. And Morocco is a very popular destination for them as well. So you can see groups, you know, weddings and all that stuff. When it comes to safety, it's really safe. It's very safe. Very good question. Thank you for that.
Okay, thank you for saying that was a very good question. So are these group or private tours, and how many people on each tour?
For the group tours, it's 8 people minimum. And then let's say if you have a group of 10, then, you know, the tour organizer or the person in charge or in contact with that group, they get to stay for free during their tour in Morocco. They don't pay anything. So this is for groups of 10. One of them stays for free during the entire tour. When it comes to private tours, normally we do require a minimum of 2 people traveling. However, we do make exceptions. And actually, one of the tours that we're just doing in September, it just have one solo traveler in the tour. So you can do one person, two people, three, four, up to six or seven, and it's still considered a private tour. When it goes to eight, then it's a group tour, and it has the group rate, and it's a little bit cheaper than if you were to go by yourself or two people. Basically, the biggest difference is the price. The rate is a little bit cheaper when you go on a group tour versus a private tour.
Okay, so you need shots to go to Morocco?
To go to Morocco, nowadays, you need to be vaccinated. In Morocco, they require the two shots plus a booster minimum. Or if you don't have that, then you need to have negative PCR test for 72 hours. So that's what you really need to travel to Morocco. Let's say, just to be a precaution, for me, I remember some time ago, I did hepatitis A, I believe, shot, just, you know, because of the food and stuff like that. So that's something you can maybe take a look at or consider as well.
Whoa, that is very, very good. So is it okay to visit during Ramadan?
Yes, it is very okay indeed to visit during Ramadan. And we actually have a whole episode talking about traveling to Morocco in Ramadan. If you want to go back and listen to that episode. Just keep in mind, in Ramadan, the culture is a little different. So you may not see places that are open during the first half of the day. This used to be the case some time ago, but now most of the places are open, especially hotels or restaurants and stuff like that, because they know there's a lot of tourists and they need to cater to them. So very good question, Imran. Thank you for that.
How many tents are there for a wedding capacity?
Well, when it comes to weddings and the capacity of the camp in terms of the tents, it really depends how many people are going to be attending. So two most popular places or locations that I can think of is Agafay location, which is Agafay Desert. It's just in the outskirts of Marrakesh, about an hour drive, and they have mini camps. I mean, they can accommodate, you know, 50 guests, 100 guests, 1,000 guests. So there's camps from small to large. It just depends on what the clients really want and how big the event is. Also, Merzouga is extremely popular as well. And in terms of the tents, there's a little bit of restriction in the tents. There's tents and there's camps, but they're not as big. So you can host 50, probably 100 or so. If they don't fit in one camp, they'll have a second camp nearby to cater to the client's need as well. So you do have a lot of options. You do have a lot of variety to choose from. And weddings in Morocco are extremely popular, especially in the desert. So,
okay, so do you have five-night tours?
Yes, we do have five-night tours. The tours that we have, they're really what the guest wants. If they want 5 days, 5 nights, 6 days, we can accommodate them. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and so forth. So it just really depends on the client's needs. If they want 5 nights, then we can build that tour according to what they want it to be. And places they want to go and visit, the cities they want to stay in, and the activities that they want to do during their stay in each city.
So how long does it take to get to the desert camps from Fez?
Last time we did that, we did actually the desert to Fez. And it took us about, I would say, 10 hours, 12 hours. And I know you have slept throughout the whole trip. So it is a very long trip. And what we like to do is we kind of split it. So it's going to have quite few stops because it is a very long trip, especially when you have kids traveling with you. I remember Imran at that time, he was 4.5 years, and it was really challenging for him. So yes, that's a very long trip.
Oh, thanks, Azdin. And also, I do remember everything. Oh. So do you only work with travel agent or direct to the public?
Oh, that's a really good question, Imran. You know, we do B&B, which is travel agents, host agencies, and so forth. And also we do B2C, which is directly to the public. So I don't really have any preference. We work with everybody. And so far, what I'm seeing is we're getting a lot of B2C clients versus B2B. That's what we're seeing right now.
How long is a good stay to the beach city where Jimi Hendrix went?
The city that Jimi Hendrix went and stayed and lived for some time is the coastal city of Essaouira. We had a complete episode about Essaouira with Xavier. It was amazing with Riyad, Zahra, very nice property. Really nice Riyadh, by the way. How long would it take? I would say for a Sawara, I would give it probably 3 days because it's a laid-back city. It's very relaxed. When it comes to music, it's very popular, especially around summertime, September, there's music festivals and so forth. It's also very popular when it comes to surfing and things like that. And also it is called the Windy City of Morocco because it's quite windy. The weather, it's always nice and cool, especially during the summertime. I would recommend to stay for 3 days, maximum 3 days. That way you'll get to see everything, the in and out about the city and everything, the history. Really good question, by the way, Imran. Thank you for that.
Okay, because when you said Jimi Hendrix, there was photos of him everywhere. It sounded like he was like a legend.
He is a legend. Absolutely a legend. A musician legend.
Oh, I would join his band if I were him.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Imagine yourself wandering through the vibrant streets of Marrakesh, savoring the finest Moroccan cuisine and being mesmerized by the stunning architecture. At Destination Morocco, we take the stress out of planning your exclusive Moroccan getaway. Our travel experts handpick only the most authentic experiences and luxurious accommodations for the ultimate bespoke adventure. This is not your typical budget vacation. This is an experience of a lifetime. Visit destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. And start planning your unforgettable Moroccan escape today. We are so excited to announce a special 8-day organized guided small group tour to Morocco with a special price just for our podcast listeners. Our itinerary includes Casablanca, Rabat, Tangier, Chefchaouen, Fouribourg, Meknès, Fès, and Marrakech. This tour will take place from October 17 through the 24th of 2022. Starting at just $18.95 per person, space is limited. Visit our website, destinationmoroccopodcast.com, and reserve your spot today.
For private groups, do you offer any offers like book 10, get one free?
This one is a little different. So it's a private group, for example, a family of 10 or something like that. So yes, a discount still applies. So as long as it's a group of 10, it doesn't matter if the tour is private or the tour is a group tour. They do get that same discount, which is when you book 10, you get one person traveling for free. Now, when they travel, the international travel is not included. Domestic travel or flying is not included, but the tour itself is included.
Do you do custom itineraries?
Yes, indeed. We do custom itineraries. Actually, most of the itineraries that we do are custom made because there's no one size fits all when it comes to building an itinerary for clients. Each itinerary is specific to the needs of the client, how many days they want to stay for the tour, what cities they want to go and see, and everything else in between.
Well, do you take travel agents for tours?
Yes, we do actually take travel agents for tours, and those tours we call them fam trips. Normally, we tend to organize one, at least one or two per year. We actually have one coming up in October. Basically, for travel agents, it's an opportunity for them to learn about a destination. For them, maybe it could be new or a destination that they are selling already or that they are probably specializing in. They get to learn a lot of things about Morocco. And in those tours, I go with them most of the time. They will experience Morocco just like a local. So it's going to be really easy for them to sell it to their clients.
Because I already know you're going to Morocco at October, and I know you're doing a tour, like leading a tour. I think that's what you're doing. Okay, so, let's see, what question do I want to do? What type of vehicles do they use for a party of four?
For a party of four, we normally use a minivan, Sprinter, that holds up to 7 passengers. If you have 2 people, we normally use, I would say, an SUV, and it's either a 4x4 4Runner or a Land Cruiser. But in case of 4 people, we use a minivan, just in case. Yeah, plenty of space for everyone.
Okay, that's really good. Is the travel insurance included in the price or additional?
The travel insurance is not included in the price of the tour. So when we send you a quote for you to approve, the rate that you see, it's just the basic rate. It does not include travel insurance.
Okay, so that's a really, really good one. So which city is still searching for a theater?
Oh, that's a really, really good question. The city's name is Volubilis. It's a Roman city. Volubilis in Berber means flower. If you have been to Volubilis, you'll see that it's a fertile land and it's located on a really, really big hill. In my opinion, personally, I believe it's in the bottom of the hill or close to it. That's where the theater is, because I know there's a group of archaeologists that work on it 6 months out of the year, just still looking for the theater. My guess, probably they will find it within a decade or so. So they're not talking about it. They're not saying anything, but I know they're working on it 6 months out of the year.
Okay, so what is the best time of year to travel for good weather and less crowds?
In my opinion, the best time to go is spring, March and April. Now, also, that's a busy season. So in terms of weather, it's really nice weather. It's very cool, very nice. You might still need, you know, a light sweater during the day, but definitely during the night because the temperature drops. And also the crowd. It's not as crowded. The other part that I'd like to go is, I would say, May and June are good as well because the temperature gets a little bit warm, but it's still very comfortable, very nice. And if you like to go swimming, the beach, it's really nice to go and it's not as crowded. For me, avoid going to Morocco in July and August unless you have to go. The reason is because that's when it's crowded the most and that's when it's really hot. And also keeping in consideration that a lot of Moroccans from abroad, that's the time that they go and visit Morocco because of their kids' school. It gets really crowded, very hot, and everything gets very expensive. And then the availability of anything that you're looking for in terms of hotels, riads, it becomes kind of challenging to find something. Unless you really planned it ahead of time, then you're in good hands and you're safe. The weather gets really cooler starting September, still a little bit kind of busy, but not terrible. Then I've been to Morocco in October and I really liked it. So October, November are good as well. The first 2 weeks of December, they are not bad. It gets a little rainy and it gets a little cold, but it's not bad still. Now, if you want to go last 2 weeks of December, riads and hotels, they have restrictions in a lot of them because it's the new year, it's Christmas season, and everything is really expensive. Some areas, they require for you to book a hotel minimum of 3 nights and stuff like that. So if you go in during that time, just make sure you do your homework and you should be good to go.
Okay, thank you. So, do you work with Canadian travel agents?
Absolutely. We love Canadian travel agents and we work with them. We work with any travel agents.
What about the dietary restrictions able to be handled in Morocco?
The Moroccan cuisine is a very diverse cuisine and it's internationally known for its diversity. In the last decade or so, internationally, the Moroccan cuisine has ranked between top spot, third spot, back and forth. That means that we have plenty of vegetarian food, we have plenty of vegan food, any type of diet that you're in, we are able to support it.
Is there a travel agent rate?
Oh, absolutely. There's a travel agent rate, and I touched upon it just a little bit, but didn't specify the rates. So when we do the fam trips, the rates that we do for the fam trips are the most discounted because we know being a travel agent, having your own business, the cost and expenses and things can just add up. It doesn't matter how small they are. So we take that in consideration. So when we do a fam trip, one of the things that we take a look at very closely is the rates that we're going to be charging the travel agents to go for that fam trip. Normally the discount, it's probably between 30 to 40%. When we do them, an agent or a travel agent or a travel advisor, they can bring one guest with them at the same cost. So it doesn't add up. Just in case if they have, let's say they have a wedding in Morocco and they want to take one of the guests to see how it is and so forth and get a real feel of Morocco, they can do that as well.
Let's see, what's my next question? Okay, here we go. So what transportation is used between cities and points of entrance?
Yes, all the transportation vehicles that we use are for sure private vehicles. We don't use public transportation. We don't use taxis. We don't use buses. All the fleet that we have is a private fleet that cater to the clients. If it's two people, we put them on the right vehicle. If it's six, if it's 10, if it's 20, if it's 30, we put them on the right vehicle for that group or those clients.
So how's the safety?
Very good question, Imran. When it comes to safety in Morocco, it's pretty safe. Morocco, they did a study about a year or so, and they have found that it's actually safer than a lot of countries in Europe. It's a very safe country to visit. Take it upon yourself. Make sure that you're looking around, looking for yourself, looking out for others, other people traveling with you, because it doesn't matter if you go into Morocco or any other country. That's something that safety, it is a priority. It is a must. And just be aware of your surroundings and the neighborhoods that you visit and things like that.
Okay, so are there any documents required other than a passport?
There's actually one that you have to fill up, and you can download it online. They give it to you at the airplane. It's a piece of paper document that you give to the customs when you land in Morocco. The other thing is, when it comes to documents and passport, always register. We've had this in one of the previous episodes. I believe things to pack and what to pack going to Morocco. There's a program, it's called STEP. And basically, you just fill up all your information. So that way, the embassy in Morocco have your information. They have your contact information just in case if there's any emergencies and stuff like that. They can reach out to you. They can get in touch with you.
Okay, thank you. So it's almost the end of my question. So do you list the hotels you use on your website?
Actually, we don't list any hotels in our website because if we were to do that, it's just going to be overwhelming in many different ways. We work with all type of hotels and riads. And the way that we pick them is according to the client's budget, to the client's need. If they want something 4-star, then we select 4-star. Then if they want something 5-star, then we select 5-star. What we try to do is always stay within the budget, within the client's budget. And that's how we really make those selections.
Is the 15% agent commission just for group tours or for FIT as well?
Yes, indeed. The commission that we pay out to the travel advisors is 15%. It doesn't matter what type of tour it is. It could be a private tour. It could be an FIT. It could be a group tour. It can be a destination wedding. That's what we pay. It's a 15%.
Do you provide Spanish-speaking guides?
Indeed, we do provide Spanish-speaking guides. In Morocco, a certified tour guide speaks an average of 4 to 6 languages. Being in Morocco, Spanish is a very popular language, and most people speak it. Most Moroccan tour guides speak Spanish, especially when you go to the north side. So if you request a tour guide that speaks Spanish, then we'll have a tour guide that speaks Spanish throughout your tour. Let's say when you go to Casablanca, you'll have a tour guide speaking Spanish. When you go to Fas, he'll explain everything to you about Fas in Spanish. The same thing when you go to Volubilis, and then when you go to the Chefchaouen, all the tour guides, the local tour guides, will explain everything to you on your tour in Spanish. We'll connect you with a Spanish-speaking driver as well, and your tour leader will be speaking Spanish to you. So the whole team that will going to be assigned to you speaks Spanish. Let's say you want somebody who speaks German, somebody who speaks Chinese, Japanese. We do have access to all of them.
So, Baba, thank you for asking all of my questions. I really appreciate it.
Imran, I really appreciate you being here. I'm very proud of you. I love you very much. I can't wait to see you grow, and I can't wait for you to come back and do another episode with us. I know there's going to be a lot more questions that we need to answer in the next few weeks, maybe the next couple of months. I really want to thank the listeners, the audience. We do this for you, and we're very grateful. We're very appreciative for you, for your support. The numbers are incredibly amazing. The listeners, the downloads, thank you for that. If you have listened to our episode, and if you have gone to Morocco on your own, whether a female traveler, solo traveler, a family, couple, please pay it forward, just like Angel did. We would love to hear your story. The audience would love to hear your story. Please reach out to us if you have any questions, DMs, email, anything. On our podcast website, destinationmoroccopodcast.com, you can reach out to us if we can help you in any way.
Okay, thank you, and I love you. I'll see you in 1,000 years from Morocco.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Destination Morocco podcast. Our dedicated show website, destinationmoroccopodcast.com, is where you can find all of our episodes, leave a review, find our social media links, and even register as a guest. If you have been to Morocco yourself and would love to share a story, advice, or recommendations, you're welcome to participate in our podcast. Whether it's a 5-minute story or a full conversation, we will guide you through the steps so that you can share your experience with our listeners. We will be back soon enough with a new episode for you as we continue our exploration of the beautiful country of Morocco. See you then.
I need to tell you something that, what do I want to tell you? We need to plan some more vacations.
Close your eyes and imagine the warm desert breeze kissing your skin as you wander through the narrow streets of Marrakesh. Feel the excitement as you lose yourself to the vibrant colors of the souks, where every corner holds a treasure waiting to be discovered. Experience the thrill of adventure as you traverse the majestic Sahara Desert on camelback, with nothing but endless dunes stretching before you. Experience Morocco. Feel alive. Get 15% off all small group tours. Visit our website, destinationsmorocco.com. That's destinations with an S, morocco.com. Use the word 15 as a discount code at checkout and reserve your spot today.